the morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Beautiful day today, by the way. Nice and clear and not too cold anymore, but still a little bit crisp, you know, just to kind of wake you up in the morning. A good November day. Joining us now by phone, we have Chief Deputy and Sheriff-Elect for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chief Chip Simmons. Chip, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We had some pretty involved stories for your agency over the last couple of days. Let's start with the one that's been in the news quite a bit, this unfortunate shooting that took place up in Cantonment. I guess you guys were serving a warrant on the man, but maybe, you know, this has been in the news quite a bit. Can you maybe talk about this incident a little bit?
Well, just a little bit, because as you know, all officer-involved shootings are investigated by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And that's certainly the case in this this incident as well. But the basics were that our deputies got out at that location on Handy and trying to serve a warrant. They observed the individual that was wanted in the backyard, and they tried to get him to stop. He turned his car on, and then he went towards the deputies on two different occasions that resulted in the gunfire. So, again, I can't give any more than that. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement and their crime scene we'll be investigating it, and then they will work and turn that over to the state attorney's office, which, as you know, is standard practice in all officer-involved shootings.
You know, one thing I just wanted to make sure I understood is, it was my understanding that his wife was also arrested, and maybe if you can confirm that, but also, are you able to say what the underlying warrant service was for?
I do not know what the underlying warrant was for, but his wife was arrested. She had I believe some violation probation type of warrants for her as well. And, you know, that's a situation that we encountered. While it's obviously we do not want anyone to get harmed in any way during the law enforcement operations, sometimes people's actions are unpredictable. And that's what, you know, causes law enforcement officers to take the action that they take. And then we get to sit back and evaluate that, over the next couple of days.
Yeah, you know, and one of the particularly one of the interviews that I know Channel 3 had was of a relative, and she was criticizing the response because she says, look, if somebody's driving their truck at you, just shoot out the tires. Now, look, I know people say all kinds of things when they're worked up and emotional and they don't think through the practical potential there, but maybe just 2 seconds and kind of explain to people why that's not really a viable alternative.
Well, you know, these things happen in the heat of the moment. I mean, again, deputies have to act, and they have to act to protect themselves and to protect others. And, you know, I'm really not in a position to question the family's comments. The family obviously is dealing with a lot, and I'm going to give them a pass on some of the things that they say. And I don't know that me commenting any further on their specific comments is going to make things any better.
Okay, fair enough. I understand that. One of the other stories that came up from over the weekend was another kind of an awful story at the Chasers Lounge on North W Street. And you guys are now looking for several suspects in connection with a really serious assault, right?
Yeah, it's been described as a brutal beating, and that's my understanding of what took place. We have identified 4 suspects in that case, and we certainly want to talk to them. We have the names and the pictures on our Facebook page, but quickly I'll say we're looking for Keandre White, who's 18. We're looking for a Russell Archie, who's 40. We're looking for a Taj Simmons, who's 43, and a Sicarda Rodriguez Hill, who is 44. I mention her names in case someone knows where they are. They can call Crime Stoppers, obviously 433-STOP, or give us a call. We're asking that you not apprehend them themselves or not attempt to do so, but to let us know because we really want to discuss this incident with them.
And this is just a reminder for people, just because we mention it periodically, but it's still worth remembering. Whenever you call Crime Stoppers and at any subsequent point that you engage with Crime Stoppers, don't ever give your personal information, because if you do, you will not be able to collect a reward. They are obligated by statute, as I think, if I'm not mistaken, that if they know who you are, they can't give you a reward, right?
That's correct. First of all, they won't let you. They'll tell you right away not to give your name or any identifying information. And if you do, then again, you disqualify yourself for any kind of reward. A lot of people that call Crime Stoppers, just as a side note, a lot of people that call Crime Stoppers aren't really interested in the money. They're more interested in doing the right thing, getting the people that are wanted off the streets. and just remain anonymous in doing so. So that's the good thing about Crime Stoppers. It gives you the avenue, but there's also that piece where if you give the information, it leads to an arrest, you could be eligible for that cash reward.
The other story that I wanted to ask you just briefly about is, I guess there was a guy who got pulled over. He was pretending to be a police officer, even had lights on his ordinary car. Is that right?
That's correct. One of our real deputies were out patrolling, and they noticed a vehicle that didn't look quite right, but they were conducting a traffic stop. So we got out with a Bartholomew Reed. And he ended up, originally he was identifying himself to the vehicle he stopped as a state law enforcement officer, but come to find out he was not a sworn officer. And he also had previous warrants, active warrants for aggravated battery with a firearm. And I want to say that has something in connection with impersonating a law enforcement officer in the past as well. So, every once in a while we get someone that wants to do this sort of thing. And we just tell people, if it doesn't look right, please call our dispatcher. You can go to a safe place. Obviously, if it's an unmarked car, we suggest that you do so. We shouldn't be trying to make traffic stops in unmarked cars unless it's an emergency. And if that's the case, then you'll know. Our unmarked cars have unmistakable blue lights and a lot of times the deputies in uniform.
Yeah, and it's always just, if you're ever unsure, there are legal avenues to follow, but make sure that you also obey the instructions of the deputies. That's also true. Chief, one of the things that you and I have been doing the last couple of weeks is just talking about what the transition to you being the new sheriff is going to entail and how the agency is going to be changing. I know one of the big changes that you have been an advocate for, and you pioneered the program over at the Pensacola Police Department when you were chief there, is the implementation of body cameras. How is that going? What is that going to look like? How long will that take? Maybe just kind of explain to people what's going to happen here.
Okay, sure. We have, first of all, I don't take office until January the 5th. So we do have some time to start this, to get this transition going. But soon thereafter, I want to make contact with the Board of County Commissioners and let them know that this is the plan that we have at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And work with them towards the funding of this body camera program. When I was a police chief, I went to city council and said, I will pay for I'm able to, through my budget, through the law enforcement trust fund, to pay for so many of the body cameras. And I asked them to fund the personnel that's needed to continue this program. And that's what I plan on doing. I certainly don't want to catch anyone off guard. I don't think that my request is going to surprise anyone. Because I've been talking about this for 2 years, I've been campaigning, and I think that it's very important. So what I plan on doing is to get and I'm working on it now, to get the cost of the body camera program, but also the cost of the individuals that are needed to work on the public records and the people that can maintain the system itself and the storage and all that, to the type of other costs that are involved in this body camera system. So that's what we're doing now. Sometime January, February, we'll probably put it in towards the next year's budget, which starts in we start to present that to the Board of County Commissioners in probably early spring, February, March timeframe.
Okay, very good. So we'll be looking at that rollout later in the year when the funding is available. And it's still your plan to do the law enforcement trust fund to buy the hardware, same kind of policy, and then look to them to fund the personnel and the storage and that kind of stuff. Is that what you're thinking at this point?
That is correct. Now, again, we're still getting the cost together.
Sure.
The sheriff's office has a lot more deputies than we had the Pensacola Police Department, so I know the costs are going to be probably triple. But I believe that I can find the money in our law enforcement trust fund if the Board of County Commissioners will approve that. And then I'm going to ask them if they will fund the additional personnel costs. We're thinking four, maybe even five more employees.
And by the way, just because you did it at PPD and because PPD is now on at least their second generation, I think still on the second generation of cameras, you've been through a lot of this before, a lot of lessons learned so that you can do it more efficiently rolling it out in the future. Very good. Anything else happen over the weekend or anything else that we need to know, Chief Simmons?
No, again, just remember that our men and women in the sheriff's office are out there. They're doing the best that they can, and they're sometimes at their own risk. So if you get a chance to say hello to them and say thank you, we certainly appreciate that.
Very good. Oh, one last, just a quick thing. Somebody had texted in and asked, and I had meant to, and I just failed to do it. When you want people to call dispatch, what is the number for dispatch that citizens can call?
Yeah, there's obviously, if it's an emergency, call 911. If it's a non-emergency, we have our dispatch non-emergency number is 436-9620. 436-9620.
Very good. 436-9620. Chief Chip Timmons and Sheriff Elect now. Chief, thanks so much for the time as always. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Take care.